Many friends have told me A Gentleman in Moscow has been their favorite book of the year. After reading it, I can see why. It contains many of my favorite elements: interesting characters, sophisticated humor, unusual structure, and real historic events woven into the story. The main character is Count Alexander Rostov, a well-bred Russian aristocrat who risked his life leaving the safety of Paris to rush back home during the Bolshevik Revolution in order to help his elderly aunt escape the country. He remained behind and was stripped of his title, properties, and freedom, sentenced to house arrest in the Metropole, a grand hotel near the Kremlin. Even without the trappings of his former life, Rostov is forever a gentleman, well-educated, well-traveled, charming, witty, and so very likable. Although his life within the hotel walls is limited geographically, the Metropole is the hub of Moscow social life, so interesting acquaintances and experiences seem to come to him. The Count navigates the hallways, lobby, banquet rooms, and even his tiny hideaway quarters with elegance and grace. Never having worked a day in his life, he puts his flawless social skills and knowledge to work in the famous hotel dining room. Under the roof of the Metropole, he creates his own family. Among those in his orbit are a precocious 9-year-old girl who broadens his world within the hotel with her curiosity and her passkey, which opens many important doors for the Count, both literally and figuratively. A glamorous actress frequently visits the hotel and transforms from an annoying to a much appreciated guest. A variety of colorful hotel staff, including a moody chef, a soft-hearted seamstress, and a slick French maitre d', all rally around the Count. Rostov passes decades inside the Metropole while turbulent political events are unfolding on the outside. His observations and proximity to them give us an intimate look at that period in Russian history. The author likes to mix glimpses of history with flights of fancy until the reader isn't sure of what is real and what isn't. An example is the scene in 1954 when Russia launches the world's first nuclear power plant. That's a historic fact. But when the author gathers all the party leaders into the banquet room of the Metropole to watch from the windows as the city blacks out and returns to light, it's fiction. A Gentleman in Moscow comes highly recommended and can be found in print, audio, and downloadable ebook versions in the Park City Library. This is Barbara Brett's Friend of the Park City Library.